I held out hope against hope. Well, you know, we've been sitting pining away for you because you've been away.
That's right. Yeah.
It was,
you know,
long way.
It was a nice vacation.
I'm not gonna lie.
Testing 1, 2, 3 on my mic.
Testing 1, 2, 3 on my mic.
Testing 1, 2, 3 on my mic.
I'm Todd Meisner.
I'm Todd Wilbert.
I'm Paul Coletti.
And we're talking think tank because I have a problem. I have an addiction. I'm sorry. I have an addiction to think tank stuff. I think they've got me on some list that they're like, hey, we just invented something. Send him an email. He'll buy it. And so if we were Radio Lab, we'd call it a short. I came up with a good name for the mini one of these, but now I can't remember what it was.
Snapshots?
Oh, ooh, wow. Boy, he comes up with the name of the podcast. Now we got Snapshot. It's talking picture snapshot.
Boom,
boom,
boom.
I mean, click.
Click.
Click. One and done.
Boy, he's pretty good. Yeah, see, you give him a week off, and he rejuvenates, and he comes back hard, man. Think Tank. I started in 2008 on my trip to cover... I wonder if that horn is going to come in. We got to remember not to podcast at this time, since the train's going through downtown Moline.
The old 2 o'clock.
The old 2 o'clock. I went to Washington D.C. for Honor Flight, which was the plane that takes local veterans to see the World War II Memorial and whatnot. And I knew it was going to be a lot of on and off the bus, and so I needed something other than what I was carrying, so I investigated and came across Think Tank. And Think Tank wasn't very old in 2008, I don't think. So I bought a speed belt and a quick change and a lens drop and another lens drop and maybe one other thing, and that got me through. And then over the years, it's like, oh, well, wait a minute. Maybe I should get one of those. And, you know, then I switched to the, hold on a second. I switched to, and I have it here in my hand, the MM Wired Up 10. Now, Paul, this used to be yours, right?
It was, yeah. I ordered it thinking that it was going to be the silver bullet to all my gear carrying issues. And it ended up not being. I don't have anything against Think Tank. It's just never solved problems for me the way it has solved problems for you or so many other photographers. I don't know. It's just maybe ergonomically it doesn't fit my body or my...
Thin, good-looking.
Yeah.
Something
old, fat. Works great for us, yeah, right, Todd? Yeah.
They're making it for me,
I think. I didn't say that.
They're making it just for me.
Just for me.
Target marketing older, fatter guys. Yeah. They should really have that as part of their slogan. Yeah.
Big and tall
I guess it did. Big and tall
Ed Hyman and Son.
It didn't fit my shooting style. My working style.
Okay.
So much. But I know that they're incredibly well made, and I've got to applaud them for being as thoughtful as they are and at solving problems for people.
Listen to that zipper, Paul. Come on, is that a hell of a zipper?
Heavy duty. And
man.
We should probably point out Think Tank is a company that was started by photographers, right?
That's right.
They have photographic experience in their background, and they design different carrying bags and different carrying solutions. And the one of the because I've got the it's I think it's called the Perspective. It's just a big camera bag. And there's just a lot of little nice details.
It's the only perspective you've got, by the way.
It's pretty much. But there's just a lot of little nice details. You can quiet the Velcro so you're not that guy in the, you know, at a funeral that's ripping into a, you know, a hook and loop enclosure. Yep. It seems like most of the stuff comes with little rain covers, which is just unbelievably sweet. The perspective, and I went the route. I've got a Think Tank bag and a couple of digital camera holsters and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, you've got the digital camera holsters. I've not been able to figure out how that works, but it works for you.
I use them off and on occasionally when I use them at the Classic this year, the John Deere Classic golf tournament. I bought two of them thinking I'd carry both camera bodies in them, and that doesn't make any sense. Plus, it made me feel like, yeah, it made me feel like a gunfighter from the Old West, which is probably not what you want to feel like. Yeah, right? Yeah. The good, the bad, and me.
With you, when you have both those on, you could not get through one of those swingy doors in a saloon.
And that was the other thing. It made a very wide man a little wider. So.
Think Tank was started in January 2005 by two designers, Doug Murdoch and Mike Sturm, S-T-U-R-M, and two photographers, Deanne Fitzmaurice and Kurt Rogers. And Deanne Fitzmaurice won the Pulitzer Prize for photojournalism in 2005. Wow. So, I mean, these people know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. And so anyway, I bought the... Is it the perspective? Is that the kind of the regular looking? Sort of looks like a Domke bag.
Yeah, it looks like a. Okay. Yeah.
I've got a perspective too, and that is being used. It gets a lot of use, but it carries lighting equipment for me. It doesn't. It's not a daily bag. I bought it to go on vacation. Maybe I don't know. I mean, I have a problem. I don't even know why I bought this stuff for what I bought it for. I forgot I owned one until you just mentioned the word. And then I'm like, oh, I own one of those, you know? So I own that. So anyway, I bought the multimedia wired up, which was the one bigger than the 10. And I just felt like I had too much weight in front of me. And so you couldn't, this one got discontinued, the 10 got discontinued, and Paul had bought it and wasn't using it. And so I bought it off him. And so I've been using this for
4 years,
4 or 5 years,
yeah. Maybe five. Yeah.
Yeah. So I love this bag until Saturday night. And Saturday night, you know, my wife went to bed early and I'm up watching the ball game or something. And
a hot young bag came walking along.
Right, hot young bag. And I started thinking about Brian Ray and the skins that he wears on his Think Tank setup. And then the young guy from the Cedar Rapids Gazette had the mm-hmm. skins. And I don't know what made me think of this, you know. Anyway, so then I'm like, let's go to Think Tank. And I start, you know, working my way around the website. And I keep coming back to these skins. And skins, for the uninitiated, are bags, different sized bags that attach to a belt that is specially designed to hold them. It's a little, mm-hmm. it's sort of like a Batman utility belt, right, for yeah. photographers, yeah. but not nearly as 1970s mm-hmm. weird.
Yeah.
And they're soft nylon. They're built really well. And I'm like, you know, would that solve my problem? So I'm like, well, and I must have spent 45 minutes to an hour having this discussion with myself, back and forth, in and out of the cart. You know, I'd had it in the cart to buy it, and then I took it out of the cart and blah, blah, blah. Oh, I know why I was shopping, because I needed to buy you guys new camera straps.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I was ordering camera straps for the staff. And he leans down to pick up. These are not cheap straps. I mean, price-wise. I mean, they're really nice straps. But Think Tank makes a camera strap version 2.0 blue. Gotta have the blue, right? Mm-hmm. The gray, it doesn't cost any more to get the blue. That's very nice of them to make this fancy nice blue color. And Think Tank blue, because I just noticed it matches their label. And I, to be honest with you, when we go downstairs, you'll realize that... I cheaped out. I didn't buy all Think Tank straps for everybody. Okay. I bought some Domke straps, too, which are also very good straps. And the thing I like about the Domke strap is it's got the little flippy things to disconnect
nice.
It all
that
the way.
Is nice. Yeah.
So I want to use that on a longer lens that you can take it off and blah, blah, blah.
Smart.
Anyway,
mm-hmm.
So I pulled the trigger and I got the racing back. That's what you have, right?
Yep. It's a Y back kind of suspender clip on deal. It goes over both shoulders, and then a line runs down your back to the back of the belt. And if you don't like to wear a waist belt, it's an excellent solution. It gets a lot of weight off your neck, and I like it.
Yeah, I knew you had one, but I guess I knew B-Ray had one, but I never kind of or no, does he not have one? Does he have?
No, he has. He has one. Yeah.
Okay, and so I bought it. I pulled the trigger, and it came today, and I put it all together before you guys got to work today, and I could not be happier. The weight is completely, is much better distributed on my body, my 50-year-old body, than it was with the multimedia wired up. Now, the multimedia wired up is specially designed to have like an audio recorder in it. And it's got openings where wires can come out. I mean, it's it's a great bag. If you're doing nothing but, and of course they discontinued it because I think I bought two of them, and after that nobody bought them.
Nobody, yeah.
But they, you know, they've redesigned the bag. That base bag has been redesigned and called something else now. But it's a good bag, except it just has all of that weight. I carried so much gear in it that was ancillary gear that it just pulled me forward. And when I watched a YouTube video of a guy giving a review, and I had the aha moment when he said, and with this, you can lay down flat.
Oh, I didn't even think that's right. Oh, yes. Before, your previous bag, you carried in front of you.
Yeah, you'd have to clip out of it.
And your new stuff is carried on the sides and around the back. That's right. And you couldn't lay down.
Nope. I couldn't lay down. So every time I wanted to lay down to shoot a portrait from a low angle or shoot a news assignment from a low angle or anything from a low angle, I had to clip out of it.
Right.
So I stole your term, by the way. That's a great clip out of it. Is that like a gun term?
I don't know.
Did you just make that up?
I might have just made
we
that
better,
up.
Yeah. We better, let's get that on a t-shirt.
Yep.
Let's get that copyrighted. We own that now. Talking Pictures Podcast. Copyright 2015. So I would have to clip out of it and, you know, then lay down and then clip it back on. Now, imagine having like a really oversized fanny pack for the uninitiated, and then you would have to, you'd take it out of your car and you'd set it on your knee or bend you put your knee on the car and then hook it in behind you.
Yeah. Clip,
and then.
And how much did it weigh? 15 pounds?
Oh, I think
easy.
More.
I bet it's closer to 25.
15 to 25 pounds.
Yeah.
Clip it together and then spin it. In the summer, while I'm wearing Columbia, nice nylon Columbia shorts, slides right around, whoopity doo.
Easy peasy.
Winter jeans coat.
Breaks.
Now I got this thing, and you tested it.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It's super comfortable. It's great.
Yeah, it's like putting on a coat.
Like putting on a coat. The harnesses go over each shoulder, and it clips around, and it feels. I can't say it feels like you're wearing nothing at all, but it feels as good as any camera gear or camera support system I've ever had on.
You know, I was flabbergasted. Yeah. I knew it would be better. I was hoping it was going to be better since I spent some money.
Yep.
I'm not as cheap as you, Todd, because I'm not Belgian.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm close.
Yeah.
And if I buy it, I want to be able to use it. But see, now, here's the deal. Got to have a Think Tank fire sale.
There you go.
Because I've got a big box in my basement, one of those watertight boxes that is nothing but Think Tank accessories in it.
Gills with padded
nylon.
I
got two belts. Now, when I bought my first belt, I don't know. I don't know if it came off the line wrong or the numbers didn't quite match up in my head or I thought I was thinner, but I bought the large and I could barely get it closed. And I'm like, I can't walk around Washington, D.C. So I, you know, went to I think I got it through B&H to get it here faster. Mm-hmm. And so I paid for expedited shipping because I was leaving on a Monday or something and I had to have it. So and of course, you always need stuff like this just before a Jewish holiday.
Oh, yeah.
You know, B&H being run by and it closed. Like, Rosh Hashanah, no! You know, damn it. So anyway, I was able to get it around the holidays and, you know, and whatnot. And so got it. And I have, but now I've lost a little weight. And so I attached the Think Tank belt to the larger belt, which is it's made as small as I can make it, and have it, you know, close. And I'm thinking, well, if I put it on the smaller one, then it will clip, you know, nice and tight. But I'm, you know, it's going to be winter soon. I mean, it's August.
Yeah, you'll be putting a cut.
And I, you know, so I'm just going to have to switch it off the belt. So why switch it off the belt? So So I'm going to, you know, I got all those Think Tanks. Do you ever feel bad that you bought?
You know, I'm always horrified that my wife will one day open up my gun cabinet or open up my camera gear cabinet and just flip out because of the, and it's all gear. It's all stuff that I absolutely had to have. And, the Think Tank gear is, I've got the exact same box I think you do, little plastic clippy thing. And,
yeah.
It's filled to the brim.
Yeah, it's a modern version of a, it's not a Pelican case. I mean, it's an imitation.
It's bigger.
Right. It's a.
It's like a Foot Locker.
Well, it's a Foot Locker that like guys put in the back of their trucks.
Right.
Yeah. So pickup trucks. And so this thing.
We need to have an intervention for you too.
Well,
this is what this is supposed to be.
And I don't think I'm alone. I think photographers spend an inordinate amount of time thinking about this exact thing and coming up with, I've gone to, the lumbar support packs and, I don't know how many different, camera straps and camera strap attachment systems I've gone through. And, I still have a Domke bag,
I got three of those. I got three Domke bags in my basement. I could not part. My wife bought me when we were in our first apartment here. So that's 26 years ago. She bought me the White House Press Corps edition.
Wow.
I can't part with it. Yeah. It's got holes in it.
Yeah.
You know, and the Domke bag is designed, if you wear jeans, that little Levi's brass thing, right. I think those two people got together and said that, if you keep putting those brass things in pants, we're going to have the side of the Domke bag will wear out in 2 years because of that little brass knob from your jeans and or eyelet. And we'll,
In my Domke bag, the strap finally started to like thread out, and it was to the point my wife was like, "You look like you're a homeless person. Yeah. You got to quit." Yeah, but you know what? The nice thing about the Domke bag was it was small enough. It forced me to think about everything I put into it.
Yeah,
and it was I carried less gear then, and I'll say that because it's now I got how I get my gear into the house and out of the house is a big Low Pro bag. And I think I have every piece of photographic gear in it. I mean, it's massive.
And it reminds me of Gary Kranbeck, who's not here not to defend himself, isn't here to defend himself, when I started here, he had a Tamarack bag.
As big as a Winnebago.
Well, it was a canoe.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, when it flooded, Gary climbed into his camera bag, had like a little expandable paddle, and it's just, there's Gary right going down the river in his Tamarack bag, taking pictures, I mean, it was just a mammoth bag. I'm like, Gary, why do you need to carry all this stuff? Well, what if I need it?
Yeah.
He carries a regular Domke bag, and he looks like a normal photographer carrying a Domke bag. But they had that Tamarack bag. God, it was as big as a canoe. It was huge.
I remember that.
Yeah. This whole kind of Think Tank breakdown, it could kind of be just a one long introduction to a larger conversation about the importance of having the right gear. Not the right camera gear, but the right gear for your right bags for your gear. Because like you said, it didn't even occur to me that with your old setup, you couldn't have laid down to take a low angle shot. Or that,
apparently it didn't occur to me either when I bought it.
Right. And I know that I mentioned before, I had a quick little story about being at the John Deere Classic the first year, carrying the wrong Domke bag over my shoulder, thinking I'd be fine. And I wasn't.
And Mr. How, Know-it-all. Yeah. I don't need that. I don't need that. Whatever.
I'll be fine. but there's so many, and Think Tank bags, I haven't had the best luck with them. I should probably, go around and give them another shot. I haven't even looked at them.
Listen to that Velcro, Paul. I know. Listen to that Velcro.
It sounds nice.
It's a sexy Velcro.
Yeah.
That's right.
But we all kind of have different setups for our own kind of work styles.
Yeah.
I use what I use. You use what you use. You use Think Tank, but you have a different setup still.
Yeah.
Gary still carries a Domke bag. Other photographers don't carry bags. I know Meg, our intern, who's been on the podcast a lot, has a completely different setup. I mean, she carries her gear into the building in a large bag, but then
you mean the orange purse?
Yeah, I was going to say a designer purse.
Designer purse.
Yeah. Yep.
Coach, nobody knew that Coach Bags made camera bags.
No, I know.
Well, apparently our intern has one.
I'm kind of impressed with her.
Yeah.
She's so stylish.
It's going to look ridiculous on me though. One bag I'll be able to pass up on.
I could probably carry the orange off being a redhead, totally. But you could never pull off the orange. You're too pasty. Couldn't do it.
That's going to show up. But for my daily work, I use a lot of the Black Rapid, the double strap thing. Uh-huh. And I like it to an extent. There's a couple issues with it. One is that if you have to move fast at all, you've got to run with your hands over your gear or it's flying around you like...
So it didn't hit you in the junk?
Pretty much. And what I found out also is that you can inadvertently hit the lens release with your thigh when you're carrying a long lens and your body will back off. Yeah, I was standing there and my body fell. It was at Allman's graduation. And by the grace of God, it landed on my foot and not the concrete. It was one of those where the kids, all of a sudden 200 kids look at you and you're like, I better not use profanity right now, but I really want to use profanity. This was, so that was like, okay, I probably need to figure out some solution to that.
Don't you live your entire life trying not to have 200 kids looking at you?
Oh, yeah.
I know I do.
Yeah, at a high school graduation.
Yeah.
But I spend a ridiculous amount of time thinking about this. Like it amazes me. And I've often thought too that maybe I should try my hand at designing a bag that does everything for everyone.
That's impossible.
Yeah, and I think we're finding that out right now. Yeah. Because you also got another think tank bag that has like wheels on it, right?
Yeah, the no, I have the airport. I should know this.
Something,
but it's the airport bag. It doesn't have wheels on it, but it's an equipment bag / laptop bag.
Yeah,
and it carries a 15-inch laptop, and it's the best travel photo bag I've ever had. Mm-hmm. It's great. And so I actually have morphed it into my daily, like, coming to work bag. Because if I have to bring a body into the building, I'll throw it in there. Or I've got all my hard drives in it. I've got my laptop in it. It's the shoulder pads are awesomely soft. And, mm-hmm. I mean, I've traveled all over the place, gotten on airplanes with it. It squishes underneath the... underneath seats and stuff. It's a great airport bag. It's a great travel photo bag. I mean, they make bigger ones on wheels, but I don't travel to shoot like that. And
Cause it's that, I actually thought that was going to be my next purchase, but now I don't know. These skins kind of have me.
Yeah. I've got the skin set comes with four. It doesn't come with the belt. Here's the little plug here. I bought the skin set version 2. So it comes with the skin strobe, the skin body bag, which sounds really horrible. I'll explain what that is in a minute. Can you imagine in the marketing department, what do we call this? And then they all Snickers, skin body bag. Snicker, like 14-year-old boys.
They get newspapers, though.
That's right. Skin 75 pop-down version 2 and the patent-pended, no, here it is, skin 50. Now, the skin 50 is designed to have like a 17 to 55 with the shade on it, slide in. But you can put, I can get that in there, but I've also got a 51.4 and a 1.4 extender in here. The skin 75 pop down is when you got to pop one lens on and put your 70-200 in this puppy. This is a really nice bag. I mean, it's a really nice. And then one of the things I really like about this is the flaps. The ones that I had before, The Think Tank modular set did not have these flaps, did not have these silencing thingamajigs, and the rain cover, which is really handy, the rain cover came from inside, which means when you're done with it, you got to put it back in your lens, lens case where your dry lens is. So that was, it was better than any thing anybody was making before, but they've corrected that mistake. I also have on my bag something from my old set, which is called the Stuff It bag, which is kind of a catch-all little gadgety bag. I have it on the back. The skin strobe is clearly for a strobe, and it's big enough. If anybody knows what a bolt battery is, a bolt battery is an extra battery to, so you can get more flashes per recycle. And that fits in there with the strobe. So that's a pretty big area. The old ones did not do that.
No.
And then the skin body bag is, there's all sorts of jokes here, but I'm not going to make them, it's designed to put a DSLR, you could put a D4 in here. Mm-hmm. But I've got it broken up into three little compartments that they give you to coordinate off. And I've got all sorts of, knickknacks in there that I carry, my Rode mic and other stuff. So, I haven't actually shot an assignment with them yet. I shot my last assignment today, which was a football practice in Riverdale with the old gear. And that had, that came with shoulder straps, but Paul tried it on before we came up and he goes, "How do you put this thing on?"
Yeah, that was.
It wasn't like the tri-back or the what do they call it?
Yeah,
the racer back.
Yeah. Is just like putting a coat on.
Right.
I mean, because there aren't two connections in the front and two connections in the back. It's one connection in the back comes over, two connections in the front. It's just like putting on a jacket. So,
nice.
Yep. So bravo to Think Tank.
Right.
But I gotta figure out what I got to sell. I gotta pay for what I bought. Find some young photographer. It's like, oh my God, this Think Tank. I've never seen this stuff before. Why are you getting rid of it? Because I bought some other stuff. So yeah, I got a big trunk full of Think Tank stuff. Thanks, Think Tank.
Yeah.
Love you. But I have a problem. I have an addiction. And you know what? They're going to release something. This is sort of like buying GoPros.
Oh, yeah.
You never want to buy another GoPro because you're like, they're going to come out with the GoPro 72 tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I just bought the latest one for full price, and now it's half price at Walmart. But anyway, love the GoPro too. But these Think Tank stuff, I think this is the solution. I think this is going to last a while. Because just to lay down and move more easily.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that guy on CBS. Yeah. trying to get underneath the ropes at a golf tournament
can't snag.
Can't. Because I can't bend forward.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that guy. Can you just, here we are at this 18th hole, and here comes a photographer up here next to Zach Johnson. Yeah. Somebody put the camera on that idiot over there on the edge of the green. I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, nope.
I don't want to have my phone blow up. I just saw you. Because don't people do that? Do people text you while you're covering the golf tournament?
Yeah.
And like, I just saw you on hole 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is like, I wouldn't know I was there if you didn't text me.
Yeah. Yeah. I know I was there.
Yeah.
I don't go back and check the DVR, stop, still frame of myself.
Yeah. I did that one year. It was a couple of years ago because I was amazed. It was the final round, and I think it was the year that we had the playoff holes.
The 72 playoff holes?
Yeah. And I was amazed at how many times we were in the background of a shot. Because usually you're not. Usually those guys have their camera angles played out pretty well, so
it's like we're not even there.
Yeah.
But they're in our shot.
Yeah. Constantly. Yeah. But, but that, I don't know. It's a big deal. People, I don't know. Because when I try to explain this to my wife about why I need a different bag or this or that, she eyes kind of roll back in her head.
My wife was asleep, and if she listens to the podcast, this will be before. I'll come home today. I will keep the other bag, the no longer needed bag, in the back of my car. I will bring my gear into the house over my shoulders, set it down, and she may walk by it and go, "Did you get a new bag? Is this new?" Because it looks just enough like my old bag.
Yeah,
it does.
That maybe she won't notice.
Yeah.
But
she's a smart lady.
She is pretty smart.
Yeah.
She's a lot smarter than I am. Yeah. Why she married me, we don't know.
I was going to say.
Because she wanted to be, you know, married to a guy who has a podcast.
There you go. Yeah. She was looking in the
So future. She could have married any one of you guys. Yeah. So, Paul, are you going to start buying some think tank stuff? So
I might have to look.
You want to buy a bag?
It.
I got a bag for sale.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
I know a guy.
I know a guy.
I'd take a look at the offerings you both got there. I'd maybe. And if none of it piques my interest, I might just have to get on their website and start investigating.
Yeah.
Solutions.
They really do. I mean, almost to the point of over-engineer. Yeah. I mean, it's really good stuff. Mm-hmm. And I still like my Perspective bag. It's just I'm kind of at that age where having all my camera gear hanging off of one shoulder is not great.
Tough proposition.
Yeah.
No, I can't do that. Yeah. I can't do that. That is a great bag to put your light gear in. And, you know, you're like, okay, I'm coming in with my light gear and my light stand bag and set up, break down, out the door. People always go, can I help you? Nope. If I needed you to help me, then I've not ergonomically designed my setup well enough to have two people carry my stuff out.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think this is the last podcast on this table.
Oh, we're getting a new table.
We're getting a new table. Well, it's not a new table. It's a new to us table. It's a table from across the alley is where it used to be the Goodyear building and the newspaper bought it. And we store stuff across the alley in this big old Goodyear tire store that isn't a Goodyear tire store, which occasionally some like 75-year-old guy will come down and you'll be in the parking lot and they'll go, where's the Goodyear store? Yeah. Seriously, you haven't bought tires since we bought that building? What kind of Skylark are you driving, pal? But anyway, so we're going to get a little bit bigger table. And we're going to put some carpet on it so that it's a little soundproofy less. So you don't hear this on the podcast every time we touch the table. We're trying to be professional, folks, just for you. So anybody have anything to add on my think tank intervention? I don't know that it made me any less think tanky addicted, but I feel better about myself having talked about it.
Yeah. Well, what do they say? The first step in solving a problem is.
Yeah.
Being aware you have one.
That's right. So. Yes. I understand that I have an addiction. And, you know, it's such a small group of people that would be addicted to this that I can't go to like a church group.
No.
Like there's no 7-step group or 12-step group or whatever for this, you know, not to minimize people with real addictions as opposed to made up funny ones like mine.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's, you know, we got to get Paul addicted.
Yeah. Give me hooked. The first one's free,
give him
right?
Some time.
And
that's right.
Just give me a bag.
They just give it to you. Yeah.
My favorite line from Todd Welvert as I was encouraging him to buy something so that he could join me in my addiction was, dude, are you trying to get my shit thrown out on the front yard?
Yeah.
Todd Sorry and I for the really, swear word, yeah, folks, there, but
we,
it was...
we really shouldn't... We're kind of our own worst enemies in some of this stuff because it's like, look what I bought.
I got to have it. I got to have it. I had to have it.
Yeah,
yeah, well, anyway. Oh, yeah. All right, folks. I'm Todd Meisner.
I'm Todd Wilber.
I'm Paul Coletti.
And I'm not any less addicted to think tank stuff after this episode. We'll see you next week when we talk about something... not geary or not addictive.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you. Bye.
The Talking Pictures podcast is a production of The Dispatch, The Rock Island Argus, and QCOnline.com. To see some of the photos and videos discussed in our podcast, be sure to go to talkingpicturespodcast.blogspot.com.
Talking Pictures is produced by Todd Meisner, Paul Coletti, and Todd Welvert. Thanks to Laura Anderson Shaw, Meg McLaughlin, Laura Frames, and Randy Fisk.
The music was provided by Kevin McLeod at www.incomputech.com. Make sure you subscribe to Talking Pictures on iTunes or SoundCloud.